The Trip Home by Bart Meehan, performed by Nicky Hunter and Penny Hunt.
Down, Lou.
I'm already under the speed limit.
It's still too fast. You can hardly see the road.
You worry too much, Thelma.
Don't call me that.
It's a joke. You know, Thelma and Louise.
It's not my name.
Well, it could be my pet name for you.
I'm too old for pet names. I think you should pull over.
It's not that far now.
We're still an hour away and the rain's getting worse.
We're fine. There's no one else on the road.
No one else is stupid enough to be driving on a night like this. We should have flown.
I told you I couldn't get a flight. We'd left it too late. Besides, you have to do this drive at least once.
Why?
Because it's part of my history. I don't know how many times I drove this before we met, and I've never had an accident.
There's always a first time. I think you should pull over until it clears up.
It could be all night, and we said we'd be there by 9.
I don't care if we're a few minutes late.
Well, it's not you I'm worried about. You know how Mum is. She'll worry.
She'll worry about you. She can't stand me.
You mean she can't stand us?
Call her.
No signal round here.
Oh, Lord. That's why I never leave the city. Stand it, Lou. I'm scared.
Okay, Annie. Don't get upset. I'll pull up here. Happy?
Yes. It's a bit spooky here. I mean, look at all those shadows in the field.
Oh, for fuck's sake, make up your mind. Do you want to stay or do you want to go?
Stay. No need to get angry. I was just saying it's a bit creepy, that's all.
Well, what do you expect? We're in the middle of nowhere.
It's like one of those old horror movies. You know, where the couple pull over and suddenly they hear the sound of fingernails scratching on the roof of the car.
Oh, if it was one of those, I'd be some dumb footballer and you'd be a blonde cheerleader.
Why am I the blonde?
Well, you have the boobs for it.
Maybe before gravity kicked in.
I'm just saying, you'll never see a couple of old dykes in those movies.
Don't use that word. You know I don't like it.
Why? It's just a word.
It's an ugly word.
I think it's because you're still embarrassed.
Oh, don't be stupid. Why would I be embarrassed?
You were married a long time. It's hard for some women to shake that off.
Not hard after your husband tells you he's buying a motorcycle and going commando. Besides, who are you to talk? You still introduce me as your friend when you go home.
Well, I do that for Mum. It's a small town.
That's the point. It is a small town. Everyone knows already. Did you see that?
What?
Something moved over there, in the trees.
I can't see anything.
Well, I did. Put on the headlights.
There. Nothing. It's probably just the wind blowing in the branches.
Something was moving.
Well, there's nothing now.
Leave the lights on.
Well, that'll drain the battery. Are you angry?
No.
Well, you sound angry.
I saw something.
You were imagining it.
You always say that.
Because you imagine a lot of stuff. Remember that time you thought there was someone living in the roof?
There was something up there.
Yeah, a baby possum. We nearly scared the poor little thing to death with the flashlight.
It sounded bigger.
Oh, people don't live in other people's roofs.
I've read about someone who found a homeless man living in her attic. He used to come down during the night to get food.
Oh, God, was that on Facebook?
Doesn't mean it isn't true. Strange things happen all the time. What about that message I got from my brother Tony?
It was a happy birthday.
A happy birthday he sent months after he died.
It was just one of those algorithm-y things, because they hadn't closed his account.
You don't know that?
Yes, I do. Sorry, the dead are dead, kiddo. They don't stick around to post.
You're not sorry at all. You like making fun of me.
That's not true. Just because I don't believe all that crap doesn't mean I'm making fun of you.
Then what does it mean?
I just don't believe there is anything after all this. So we have to make the most of what we've got now.
I don't think there's any harm in believing. There's either something or nothing. And who does it hurt if you get it wrong?
Well, I've never liked the idea of opening a door if I don't know what's on the other side.
You're supposed to be the adventurous one.
Only in some things.
Stop that. We're too old to be doing things in the car.
It's an SUV. Oh, well, you're right. With your hip and my knees, we'd probably end up stuck. Wouldn't that be a story?
The rain's easing up. Do we need to bring anything tomorrow?
Just some wine for us. Mum and the cousins will only drink beer.
Will the shop still be open when we get there?
No, but I've put a couple of bottles of red in the back.
What about some nibblies?
Oh, you know Mum. She'll have enough food to feed an army. When I was a kid, we were still eating leftovers at the end of January.
I don't know how she does it at her age.
No one's told her she's 98.
I suppose we'll have to stuff ourselves silly to be polite.
Seconds and thirds will be expected.
Another diet to start the new year.
Oh, not me. I put on 3 kilos last time I dieted. I can't fit into half my clothes.
You're not that fat.
Well, I'm not that skinny either. Goldilocks.
You must be just right then. You know, when I was with Barry, I'd start cooking the dinner 2 days before Christmas. I'd be going from dawn to dark, and do you think he'd help? I'll take care of the breakfast, Annie. Big deal. Eggs and bacon on the barbie, beer in the esky. He called last week.
Really? Why didn't you tell me?
It was nothing. He just wanted a chat. He's a bit lonely these days.
It's his own fault. He's the one who ran off with Miss Big Tits. She was always going to leave him when the money ran out. Did you see it coming?
I had an inkling when he got rid of the underpants.
Do you ever miss the normal life?
You mean the traditional life? No. Barry and I were just going through the motions at the end. It was actually a relief when he left. It was hard when we moved in together.
Really?
I couldn't get used to that look on people's faces when I told them I was living with a woman.
You mean the one they get while they're trying to imagine what we do together?
It's easier now we're pensioners. They don't think we have sex.
Well, we do sleep a lot these days.
There, you must have seen that.
It was just a cow.
What would a cow be doing walking around in the rain?
Well, looking to get out of it, I suppose.
It wasn't big enough to be a cow.
Well, a kangaroo then.
I think we should go, Lou.
In a minute, when the rain's eased off a bit more.
You're just being stubborn because I wanted us to stop. Well, I want us to go now.
Do you ever listen to us?
What?
We sound like an old married couple.
Isn't that what we are?
Well, I suppose. It's not very exotic, is it?
If you want exotic, you'll need to find your own Miss Big Tits.
Oh, I didn't mean that. It's just everyone back home thinks our lives are exciting. Gay in the city.
Most of them think we're going to hell.
Now you know why I don't want to believe in an afterlife. Do I ever bore you?
Annoy more than bore? What about me?
Sometimes.
Really?
But I like it. There's something comforting about predictability.
Our definition of love.
You don't say that often.
What?
Love. You hardly ever say it.
Silly word at our age.
Did you ever say it to Barry?
I suppose. On birthday cards?
With hugs and kisses?
I tried that once, and he wanted to know why I'd put noughts and crosses on the card. I suppose neither of us was particularly romantic. Do you want me to say I love you more often?
Ah, you're right. It's a bit silly at our age.
Maybe not.
No, maybe not. Oh, God! That scared even me!
I think it's getting heavier again. What should we do?
Well, we could put the back down and sleep here until morning. We have those blankets.
What about the cases?
Put them on the front seats.
What would your mum do if we don't turn up tonight?
Probably send the cousins out searching for us.
That'll be embarrassing.
It'll be the only thing they'll talk about for a week. But it's either that or drive through.
We can barely see in this rain. It's dangerous.
So we stay.
I don't want to be the topic of conversation over lunch.
So we go.
I don't know.
Oh, God. It must be love. Look, why don't I drive a little further down the road and see if I can find a signal?
Yes, that's a good idea. Besides, I don't want to stay here. There's something about this place. Don't do that!
Do what?
You were tapping on something to scare me.
No, I wasn't. Maybe it was a possum on the roof. I'll get out and look.
No, don't. Let's just go.
Look, you know, if it is a serial killer, he'll just hold on to the roof racks.
Don't be stupid.
Fuck!
Just go! Go now!
Way ahead of you, girl!
That wasn't a possum!
No.
Then what was it?
Oh, I don't know, maybe a branch falling.
It wasn't that.
Oh, God, you know, if this was a horror movie, a bloody hand would suddenly slap the windscreen.
That's not funny.
Then a body would slide off the roof, and I'd look in the rearview mirror and see these bloodshot eyes staring back at me.
Stop it!
Okay, I'm sorry. It was just a joke. It's night, it's raining. We're in the middle of the bush. Lots of normal things are going to sound spooky, Annie.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I'm right. Look, the rain's eased off. Why don't we make a dash for home? It's only an hour.
Okay, but keep the high beam on. I don't want to hit anything.
Roos are too smart to be out in this weather.
Just put it on for me, please, Lou. There's no one else on the road.
There you go. Though it doesn't make that much difference in this weather.
I'll see if I can find something on the radio.
Oh, there's nothing round here. The mountain blocks it out.
No phone, no internet, no radio. We're driving into the 19th century.
Oh, we'll hit civilization again in a few kilometres. You'll be able to get something then.
I wonder where birds go when it's like this.
Sit in the trees, I suppose. Where else would they go?
They get soaked.
I assume they're waterproof. That's probably what you saw moving back there.
It wasn't a bird. Did you hear that?
No. Something that time.
What is it?
Something.
Something on the roof. Oh, God, what is it?
Some branches caught in the roof racks.
It's not that. Can't Can't you hear it? Something crawling. What are we going to do, Lou?
I'll tell you what. Buckle up. It's going to be pedal to the metal until we hit town. There. You can see the lights. Not long now.
I can't hear anything.
Well, whatever it was has probably fallen off. I was going like a rocket. Oh, it's the first time you haven't screamed at me to slow down.
It was an emergency.
Well, maybe. But when we get there, don't tell anyone about this. They'll think I've gone soft in the city.
I just want to go straight to the motel. We can see everyone tomorrow.
Mum will expect us to go round to her place to watch carols by candlelight.
I can't, Boo. I need to get some sleep before I have to deal with all this shit.
Sorry, kiddo. Maybe we should have stayed at home.
It's okay. All families have their challenges at this time of year. It's a tradition. Oh! God! Were we being silly?
Sure. But then they always ask that in the movies as well. Right before the guy in the mask sits up in the back seat. Did you really just look?
I saw you checking the mirror.
I guess we're just as bad as each other.
Well matched. You know, I don't really care about where we spend Christmas, as long as we spend it together.
Ditto, Thelma.
I've told you.
I know. But for the record, I love you as well. What's the matter?
Nothing. I mean, did you hear something?
Oh, for fuck's sake!